My name is Taylor. I'm 19 years old. Today is April 8th, and I'm speaking with Isaac, who is my boyfriend. We are recording this interview in Woodland, Alabama. Talk about the first time we met. What went through your mind?
Oof. The first time we met was at school.
Where were we?
And we were in the band room.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that you were really pretty, but weird. Even though you didn't really want to talk to me. And you didn't really know me at that time. And yeah.
Okay. How would you describe yourself to someone who has never met you?
I would describe myself as shy. Not really social. And very talkative when you get to know me.
Have I changed any of that?
Yes.
How?
You've made me more a people's person, I guess. And I guess that's it.
Okay. Do you have a nickname and how did you get it?
When I was a kid, I used to spend a lot of time with my grandfather, and his name was Isaac as well, and his name was Ike, and they just called me Lil Ike because we were always together and we had the same name.
How would you describe me to someone who has never met me?
I would describe you as weird.
You're so mean.
Funny.
Mm-hmm.
And we.
Okay. Tell me about where you grew up and what your childhood was like.
I grew up mostly at my grandparents, and I would just usually be with my grandfather either at the lake fishing or in his shop fixing random stuff like cars and taking trips to Helen and the beach.
Okay. Tell me a favorite memory of me.
I have no idea. I don't have any ideas. Probably when we were in my car that I just got, and I finally let you drive, and we were on the way back to your house because I was dropping you off, and I let you drive, and you were doing 70 in a 45, and we got pulled over, and we had to switch seats at the next stop sign.
And I hit my knee.
And you hit your knee, and I got a warning ticket, thankfully.
Okay. What are you most grateful for?
I'm probably most grateful for my family. You. Yeah.
Your family and me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Stella. What are the most important lessons you've learned from me?
Keep up in your classes and don't fall behind.
Yeah. Because what happens if that happens?
You fail and have to take summer.
No, Taylor does your Spanish homework. No. Anyways.
Next question.
Tell me about your happiest moments with me or together.
Probably when we went to the beach and when we went to Six Flags.
Mm-hmm.
And prom.
Yeah. What are keys to a strong relationship?
Trust. Mm-hmm. Loyalty.
Mm-hmm.
Stop. Just being comfortable with the partner and And just being happy around them.
Share some lessons you've learned from this relationship.
I've learned that...
Listen to your girlfriend.
Yeah. That you never know a person until you really get to know them. And that not everybody is who they seem to be. And that some people are actually really good people. When you, like, get to know them. Next question.
Share favorite story about me or us.
Oh. Didn't we just have this
question?
Yeah,
it's a different... It's a story, not a memory.
A story.
So tell a story. Give the whole play-by-play of this story.
Oh. I don't know. When we were at Six Flags and we got on the Daredevil dive thing and we rode it and it was a huge line. It was like 2 hours long. And then we got back and we were stuck on it for like 30 minutes because they wouldn't let us go. So we were just on our phones taking pictures and low-key scared.
Can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
Like,
it doesn't have to be about me.
Probably the time I went fishing with my grandpa, because that was back when he didn't have hip problems and he was actually, like, he could get out the house. And we went fishing one day and it was fun. We came back and got lunch and then we went back out. We caught a bunch of fish.
Did you eat them?
No. Oh. And then he almost slipped getting out of the boat. And I, like, grabbed my sunflower seeds instead of him.
Okay. Do you have any regrets?
No, not really.
Really? None?
Mm-mm.
Hold on, let me get that.
Other than not, like, dual enrolling since the ninth grade.
Can you tell me about one or two people that you remember who have been particularly kind to you in your life?
Probably Mr. Peters, my band director. Mm-hmm. He's been really nice, even though he hasn't really known me that much. We're just now, like, getting to know each other. But he's always been nice to me. And Miss Arrington, which was my kindergarten teacher. I, like, was her teacher's aide one year, and she's always been nice to me, and even though I, like, threw up in her classroom in kindergarten, she's always been really nice when she sees me in the hallways.
If they were here right now, what would you say to them?
Thank you for still being nice to me, even though I know what you go through every day and all the other kids that you have to deal with that give you a hard time.
If you knew this was our last conversation, is there anything you've never told me that you want to share with me now? There's gotta be something.
The olives aren't that bad. I'm just kidding. No, not really.
Okay. Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. If you could sit down with my mom and have a conversation with her, what would you say?
I would tell her that she has did a very great job in raising me. And she'd be very proud of you and what you've become today. Yeah.
That's all?
Yeah.
Okay.